So I was planning to preach on the new Wonder Woman movie, 1984. But following American convention, I won't give any spoiler, so you can watch it. I think it's well done. And a lot of people bash it because it's not the message they want to hear now. So you will hear it in another homily later. But today, for the solemnity of the Holy Family of Jesus, Joseph, and Mary, I would like to preach about family. And I think it's so important because as we see all around us, the nucleus of our society, the family, has become more and more dysfunctional each and every day. Because nowadays, our young people don't even know what it means to be home anymore. And as a matter of fact, when I first came to America, when I talked to my friends, especially as I grew older and went to high school, everyone is talking about, when I turn 18, I'm gonna get the heck out of here, you know? I'm gonna live my life and do what I want. So it seems like embedded within our own American culture, the desire to run away from our family, to find a better life or to define our very own life. But to be honest with you, I was guilty of that, especially when I don't like how my parents were not living up according to the American standards of what I have seen in the movies, in the shows, and all these things. I wanted them to be like that. But I finally realized that all of that is just a show. There's no perfect family. But there exists family so that we can have a home to return to. No matter how dysfunctional, no matter how imperfect our family might be, they're ours. They're a home that we can always return to. And we have to remember that God is the center of that family. And it takes time for each and every member, each and every one in that family to grow according to what God wants of them. And that's hard to see. I'm going to share with you a very honest expression of who I am. There are members of my family that I pray for each and every day because they have lost their way to lost their way of faith and lost their way in life. And I know that I cannot change them. I pray for them. And the first people that I pray for are my parents. I remember as a religious brother and later at a seminarian when I'm far away from my family, I always pray that, Lord, you know that I cannot be with my parents and with my brother, with my relatives, the people I love right now. And I just ask that you care for them in ways that I cannot and help them to grow according to your will. And I think it's important for us as parents and grandparents to remember that. That we need to allow our faith to form our prayer and our faith to guide each and every one of us to form our family like the Holy Family of Joseph, of Mary, and of Jesus. And of course, we're not going to be perfect like them. But remember what Deacon Dave's pray when we celebrated Christmas Eve and Christmas Day? That grandparents and parents recognize that their faith are the greatest gift and treasure to their children and grandchildren. I think that's so powerful. That the greatest thing that we can ever give to our children and grandchildren are the gift of faith. Why? Because when we give them faith, when we form them in the faith, even if they're lost, they can still have a compass, a place to return to. I believe that. There will be times when they will be lost. There will be times when they set out to live their own life and do whatever they want. And then they realize that I am not the master of myself, and I will always be enslaved by something higher than me, whether it money, power, prestige, or the things of this world, or I can allow God to take control of me and to be humble and to trust in Him. That's when they can have a place to return back to, a place to come back, a place to rest, a place to be loved, a place to be cherished, a place that's filled with respect with God. My brothers and sisters, what's sad about our society now today is that we preach much about respect and tolerance, equality, and every lights, but we have not instilled and given life and what's real to our children. We tell our children and young people to live their dreams at all costs. Yet at the end of the day, they end up being burned out, resentful, angry, because all of the vanities are gone. Because we have built sandcastles and we have built our own dream that do not give life, do not have eternal or transcendental values, are not grounded in God. So what can we do now? I think what each and every one of us can do is return back to what's important. Let God be the center of our family. And it comes back for each and every one of us to recognize that our titles, what we're being called by others, do have duty and responsibility that go behind them. It which leads toward me my second confusion. Every time I know of friends or a parishioner or someone I know that about to have grandchildren, they get so stressed out about what to be called. Oh, Father, I don't want to be sounding, oh. Or I don't want to be this or that. So they come up with all this name like Clemma and Mimi and all those stuff. Huh. Well, we so worry about being friends, being good, being liked to our young children, spoiling them. But we forget that the title that we bear at grandmother, grandfather, father, mother, bear significant meaning, duty and responsibility to guide our young people in the way of faith, to form a family, and to instill within them the gift that are not ourselves. We handed on to our young people what we have received and pray for them that one day too, they will see that gift of faith and treasure that. My brothers and sisters, it disturbed me greatly to see our society having more of everything. And as a matter of fact, I've been to several families for Christmas, and our children have more toys than they could ever play with. But they get so bored with those toys so quickly. They're not fulfilled. It gazes the eyes and make them feel good for a moment, but it's more. And so much packaging, so much trash go out because of more toys. So we have to ask ourselves, what are we giving to each other? What are we giving to our grandchildren? What are we instilling in them? What makes us happy? Mary and Joseph had little. They had each other. They have a home. They form a family. So it's important for us too to remember that. And for us too to recognize that the church is our spiritual family. Do we feel at home at church? Do we make the effort of making this our home? Do we come back to church each and every week, each and every moment, feeling like, Lord, I'm home because I'm with you. What do we come and feel like? Oh, another burden, another challenge for me. This is home. And what's beautiful about our Catholic faith is that we can be at any church in the world. We are at home. Because Jesus is there. He's here in the Eucharist. He's here when you hear the priest say, this is my body, this is my blood given up for you. We're home. Because we're with Jesus. We're home. Because we're loved. We're home because he loved us. We always have a place, a home with Jesus. And I pray and I hope that each and every one of us recognize that. Because unless we make ourselves at home with Jesus, we will never know what it means to belong home with one another. And I'll end my homily today by telling you the truth. If it's not for Jesus Christ, and if it's not for the love of the Father through the power and working of the Holy Spirit in my life to change my own life, I would not have loved my parents. Because it was challenging and hard. But because of that, I'm able to love my parents for who they are instead what I wanted them to be for me. And as I've seen my own dad, he's in his 70s now. You know, he gets tired very easily. My mom has scoliosis and then her health isn't good. So outside of my first duty and responsibility as a priest, the one identity that I have learned to love and embrace is being a son. So I told you many times that on my day off, y'all got to allow me to be a son to my parents. Because I want to come home. Because I want to be home. Because I want to honor my parents. And in serving them and loving them, I know that what I do is that because God has first loved me and changed my life. So I pray for our young people and for many who are lost right now, that they know ultimately what it means to be home.